There's a well-known Jewish tradition on Christmas, Chinese food, and movies. Because what do you do if you don't celebrate this big holiday? Lots of people skip Christmas, and NPR's Netta Ulaby talked to some American Muslims about the day celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Jesus is also revered as a prophet in Islam.
Muslims and Christians believe that Jesus is the only Messiah.
Hisham Mahmoud teaches Arabic at Harvard University. He points out that Jesus' mother Mary is considered by Muslims to be a saint.
In fact, there's an entire chapter in the Quran called Mary, and the story of Jesus' birth is recounted in that chapter.
On Christmas Day, Mahmoud and his devout Muslim family fast.
And we also relate the story of Jesus and Mary. We read those passages in the Quran, and we make sure that the holiday is focused through and through on Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, as opposed to feeding into the commercialization of this holiday.
Which is not to say American Muslims never do, says Zara Norbash.
All of the Persians in my community went full-blown Christmas the first year.
No one did anything in the home of comedian Fazia Mirza, whose parents came from Pakistan.
My memories were, okay, here we are. Ours is the dark house on the block, you know, like everywhere else is lit up. And then there was us.
Mirza's Christmas often involved what she calls auntie and uncle parties with other U.S. South Asians. That and...
The favorite Muslim pastime is bowling. I mean, not on the day itself, but it's like, oh, everyone else is visiting family and opening presents.
That other laugh belongs to Mirza's girlfriend, Nabila Rashid, a lawyer who's way into Christmas. Rashid's also Pakistani-American and Muslim, and she loves the holiday's message of peace.
And light and love. I see nothing but beauty in the season. You should see my Christmas tree. It's lovely.
That Christmas tree will be a real change for Fazia Mirza's mom, who's visiting the couple this week.
More so than meeting my girlfriend, I'm like, what's she going to think of this 13-foot tall tree that's in the living room?
People who've been in this country for a while often pick up the trappings of Christmas, although many wrestle with the idea of sending mixed messages to their kids. Zara Norbash co-hosts a podcast called Good Muslim, Bad Muslim. Her Persian-American family now celebrates Christmas, but Norbash had never heard of it when she arrived from Iran as a kindergartner in the 1980s.
And this little girl asked me if I believed in Santa. And I said, you know, what does he look like?
A kindly old man with a big white beard, the girl said. He loves children. Norbash immediately remembered a few textbooks she'd seen back home.
These textbooks were issued by the theocratic government of Iran for kids. And they had these pictures of Khomeini kissing babies and playing with kids, and he had a big white beard.
So with great pride, she informed the girl, that's the Ayatollah Khomeini.
And she said, well, we call him Santa Claus. So I went home. I was so excited. I said, Dad, everyone in kindergarten is Muslim. They know about Imam Khomeini, but they call him Santa.
Leaving her dad to explain the former supreme leader of Iran was not a jolly sleigh-driving figure from European folklore. Hisham Mahmoud says still, it's important to keep commonalities in mind, especially during a fortuitous point in the Islamic lunar calendar.
This is quite a special year because the birth of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, happens to fall on Christmas Eve, which is a beautiful, beautiful sign.
A beautiful sign on a holiday that begins with the story of one in the sky over Bethlehem. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.